This sermon was preached on the 14th of November 2021, Remembrance Sunday, at St. Paul's Anglican Church in Athens. I will focus on two names. We had a rehearsal last Tuesday for the remembrance ceremony at the Commonwealth War Graves Cemetery at Alimos here in Athens. Anyone who knows the immaculately manicured cemetery, so lovingly cared for by Manolis and his team, will remember the high plinths that record the names of those buried there. As I looked at the one nearest to me, I saw something for the first time, even though I've been there several times. The top recorded name is one Captain H.S. Jones. His body lies in that cemetery in Greek soil, having died on Greek soil. The thing that struck me is that he served with the Royal Army Chaplains Department. Carrying no weapons, as this is not permitted, his role was to support young soldiers and their officers and pass to them in a demanding situation in which none would have chosen to be present. He will have prayed for them and tended to their deepest spiritual and mental needs. The Reverend Captain H.S. Jones, Royal Army Chaplains Department, priest in the tragedy of war. I had reason to hear of another army chaplain back in September. Many of you will remember Father James Harris, who worked here in Athens with us for a year in 2019. He is now in three parishes outside Bristol. Ironically, in one of his parishes, there's a woman whose father was a priest in the army. He is the Reverend Ernest Biles. It's not unlikely that he would have known the Reverend Captain H.S. Jones, whose life is remembered now on that plinth at Alimos. This priest, Ernest, was lucky enough not to lose his life in World War II. The reason why I got to know about him is because this priest was with the Allied forces sent to liberate Athens. The flags of those countries hang here in St. Paul's Church. And one of his tasks was to try and locate the then church warden, living somewhere in Piraeus, to retrieve the keys for the front door of St. Paul's Anglican Church, and to open the church again for worship after the years of German occupation. At a fundraising event to support us here at St. Paul's, in one of Father James's parishes, there was a Greek evening, and some of the old recordings of Ernest's memoirs were played. I was fortunate enough with a few others to join in the evening by Zoom to share with some people of the present day parish what life is like here now in Athens. The life of only two men out of millions who died in the First and Second World Wars, let alone in conflicts since. Later this afternoon, a few of us will make our way to another cemetery. This time it is the German cemetery, located in the area of the Onyssos Lapenthosis, well into the mountains. Several thousand young German soldiers are remembered there, and it is right that the Anglican priest should be there to help lead the prayers. As I do so, honouring those young soldiers, I will be thinking of those two men, H.S. Jones and Ernest Biles, both of them Anglican priests in Greece before me, both in different ways, doing their priestly work in time of conflict. Remembrance Sunday has a quality all of its own. It allows us to reflect on justice and what characteristics a just war should have. It allows us to connect to a type of national loyalty that most of the year we don't think twice about. It allows us to give thanks for sacrifice, the sacrifice of life in time of war. It is emotional. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn, at the going down of the sun and at its rising. We will remember them. Few words can pull at the heartstrings like that couplet. But at the same time, no matter how just a cause might be, today allows us to reflect in a positive way on the futility of war. It is one thing to gain knowledge about various battles and wars. It is a great deal more exacting to understand war. It demands a rich alchemy of knowledge and understanding to create something that is more precious than gold: wisdom. It is wisdom that connects our two scripture readings this morning. In the Old Testament, and in the scriptures we call the Apocrypha, wisdom is a major theme. Wisdom is a principal revelation of God's majesty and being. I recall vividly daily assemblies at my secondary school, Air Academy, where above the head teacher painted on an architrave were the words, "Get wisdom, get understanding." These words are seared into my heart. I fall short often, like any person would, but I'm constantly aspiring to those words from the scriptures. On a day such as today, as we rightly recall those who gave their lives in battles not of their own making or choosing, politicians make war and choose people's present and future lives. And this is why diplomats of the highest calibre are always required, and why we must constantly pray for wisdom, which is exponentially different from knowledge. Wisdom in the Hebrew scripture tradition is often referred to as she, and references are feminine. It would look like the wisdom tradition as she balances the male images of God in scripture and ensures that God is neither male nor female in the anthropomorphic models that our societies set up. Wisdom herself needs the natural characteristics of both male and female instincts. The gospel this morning is the parable of the wise and foolish bridesmaids, intended to illustrate natural wisdom. In the scene of a marriage ceremony, we are directed towards wise action and to avoid foolish action. It is not just that the wise bridesmaids have their lamps trimmed and ready for the night-time arrival of the bridegroom, who is clearly Christ himself, but they have the wisdom to say that if they share their oil, none of them will have light. There is a difficult wisdom in this. Choices have to be made. Sharing has to be balanced with the possible bad outcome for everyone. Wisdom must prevail, especially in everyday life, but also in the world of human affairs. Both the Reverend H.S. Jones and the Reverend Ernest Biles were priests of the Church of the Prince of Peace, who died on the cross and walked away from an empty tomb to say to us repeatedly, "Peace be with you." Yet both priests have connections with Athens on account of war. A great degree of wisdom is needed to understand what it is that we are commemorating on this day, past, present, and future. What happened? How are things now? What does the future look like? Wisdom is radiant and unfading, and she is easily discerned by those who love her, and is found by those who seek her. Amen.